All right, and welcome back. And joining us now is Angry Tiger. And I wanted to get Franco on because he did a special report about a New Hampshire bill. And I want to talk about that and the implications of that. But of course, we also got some very interesting financial news. And Franco does the Knights of the Storm with Jason Barker. And he also has the Tiger and Snake Economic Report. And so we've got a couple of things we want to talk to Franco about. So thanks for joining us. Appreciate you coming on.
Good morning, David, and viewers and listeners, and thank you for having me, sir.
Well,
it's an honor, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for what you did, because I had not seen this from anybody else, and so you pretty much have a scoop on this. I haven't seen any other reports about this. This is a bill that's been introduced in the New Hampshire House. I looked at the at where this was, and it was introduced. It looks like it has it's coming up for committee approval on January the 30th, if I'm correct. So it still hasn't come up for a vote, and this is in the House bill, but it's still very important what is in there. Tell people what's in this bill.
So, you know, I would also like to give Mama Tiger, she sent me this bill. I was unaware of it, and I hadn't seen anybody reporting on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the significance of this bill is that I know Texas did something on cloud seeding, but it recognizes the geoengineering program that's going on above our skies. It recognizes the 5G and non-ionizing radiation that we're exposed to, and it actually criminalizes it. So in this bill, this is extremely significant because we've been called conspiracy theorists, nut jobs, you know. A lot of people don't understand when they can't see something that how much it can affect them, right?
Yes.
So when I seen this bill, it literally criminalizes doing these things. And I was excited to see it because we have a government in a state recognizing that this is harmful not only to us, but to the environment and to the animals, it wipes out insects. So I loved seeing that. And actually the penalties for this. So one of the good things about this is they put it in the hands of the sheriff. You report it to the sheriff if you think there's some kind of pollution going on. And then also the sheriff will report it to their EPA, their version of their EPA in the state. Mm-hmm. And the consequence for this, if they for a company or someone doing this, is a $500,000 fine, or not less than, or, 2 years in jail.
Wow.
So that's extremely significant. And the thing that I really liked about that is it's compounding. It's by the day, the $500,000 fine. It's not just, just a single fine. So,
well, that's good because I know there's some pretty big money and governments and things like that are behind all of this stuff. And you know, we've seen over the years, the geoengineering watch, we've seen the pictures of the nozzles, letting this stuff out. And there's been many other indications about it as well. People doing soil samples. I remember back in 2013, we had a film contest and there was it was called Skyder Alert. And it was an app, and the film contest was about the geoengineering and chemtrails and things like that. And they said, they came up with this app and they said, when you see a big cross hatching of persistent contrails in your area, take a picture of it. And they sent it to members of Congress. And then they also correlated that with temperature readings in the area. And they found that in areas where they had a lot of these cross hatched contrails, that is actually making the temperature go up. And so, that's another aspect. Whenever I talk about global warming, I always get people say, we need to talk about the geoengineering that's going on. And I have talked about that in the past. But what is good about this is the fact that they have acknowledged that this exists. And when I was looking this up, there's actually another state, the second state, New Hampshire becomes the second state to ban chemtrails. Well, it hasn't been banned yet because it hasn't gone through. But there's another state that has either worked on this or has introduce something to address this. So that's also an encouraging sign that there's more.
I think that state is Texas, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't have time to look at the article. So it might be. It might be. What did they do in Texas?
I Texas had similar wording, but I don't think it got very far. Mm-hmm. David, this is the problem with this. I like the bill, and it's great that we're finally getting, official recognition that this stuff actually exists. And I was really excited that they included, you know, all the non-ionizing radiation, the EMF, the RF, the UHF, ELF. They cover it all, which mm-hmm. is extremely important. But this is what I worry about. So say something happens in New Hampshire, they ban this, it passes, because they don't have a Senate there. It goes through the Congress, then it goes right to the people for a vote. And then if it gets through committee, it gets to the people, and then it gets to the governor and he signs it into law. What I'm worried about is cross. Okay, so if say their adjoining state is doing this and it cross contaminates New Hampshire. Well, that's going to make it federal, right? Then it's going to go to a federal court. And we know that's going to go to the Supreme Court. And sooner or later, it'll end up there. And on their last decision with Texas, you know, and the barbed wire and all that, mm-hmm. they don't recognize state sovereignty. So we're counting on the corrupt courts to help us with this in the end. And you know, we got a bunch of jack-legged rum pots in there, you know, doing their thing. You can't trust them. Yep. And, you know, all fed by the snake-headed gypsy tin benders from the Federal Reserve, the trough of corruption. We have politicians and these giant Leviathan telecom companies, special interest groups that are going to fight this tooth and nail. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so I like, and I haven't seen any funding for it or proposed funding, you know, so I'm hoping that this just isn't lip service because somebody in New Hampshire made enough noise, the constituency made enough noise to get this bill into the House.
Well, you know, the positive part of this, I think, is the fact that it opens up the discussion more rather than having somebody just say, you don't even know, you know, these are just contrails and everything. It's like, well, no, it's a different thing. And we can see other effects from this as well. And this is persistent and so forth. So, but it gets it to the point where acknowledge that it's going on. And they've acknowledged it themselves in the past. I mean, after the Vietnam War, they handed out a medal to a guy who had modified the weather. And then right after the Vietnam War in the early 1970s, they had a UN treaty that everybody signed to promising not to modify the weather. Why would they do that if they weren't already working on it, if it wasn't something that was feasible and already in perhaps in production or imminently going into production? And that was 50 years ago. And so these are the types of things they typically, for the longest time, they'll say, well, this just doesn't even exist. And then at one point in time, they'll admit it. And then they say, well, now it exists, but it's a good thing. And so we're starting to see some of that as you see some of these people like Gates and other people talk about their weather experiments and how they wanted to for the weather modification, put stuff in the stratospheric area to as shielding for global cooling and things like that. So
yeah, to block out the rays of the sun, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, yeah. You know, that great orange ball in the sky that has nothing to do with the environment, by the way, you know, and we need that to live. Plants need that to live. And they want to block it out.
Yeah, get rid of the sunlight and the CO2. How's that going to work out for us?
Which we're at 400 parts per million. You go back to the paleontalio age and it was at 2000 parts per million and the earth was the greenest it had ever been.
Yeah.
You know, the whole environmental boondoggle, really, it really steams my tail.
Yeah.
We start talking because they're talking nonsense, stuff we learned in eighth grade about CO2.
Right.
And they turn it on its head. You know,
you got to be really sophisticated in order to come up with these arguments that defy common sense, don't you?
Exactly. But the great thing about this bill is us in the truth community. I don't like using a conspiracy theory name. You know, that really puts us it puts us under the rug. Mm-hmm. We can show this to people who aren't quite up to speed with these things, who have heard on the news that this is nonsense or it's a conspiracy theory, and say, look, a state government actually recognizes the damage that this does to the human body. Mm-hmm. You know, Rhonda Tate pulled up a great study for me, and I got to thank Rhonda Tate and Vince Agnelli. Once a month, we do an EMF special. And we're trying to help people, you know, that's the whole point of it. Mm-hmm. And she pulled up a Swedish study where there's a Swedish couple and 5 meters above their head on their roof, there's a 3G and 4G base station. Okay. And they switched it over to 5G. When they had the 3 and 4G base station, they're at 9,000 microwatts. All right. Of RF. Mm. Then after they installed the 5G, that jumped to 1.7 million microwatts. That is, you know, a ridiculous increase. And you look at this stuff, and if people don't know what this does to you, this non-ionizing radiation, it disrupts your telomeres. We know about that on your DNA strands. Okay. Mm-hmm. It also affects your body ability to fight free radicals and it creates what they call, I believe the term is proxy nitrate. And this bonds with the free radicals and spreads them out. So it's a two-pronged attack on your body. Number one, your body's ability to fight the free radicals is hindered. And number two, it's bonding and creating this proxy nitrate, which is a free radical in and of itself. It, that calcifies things inside your body. This is a horrible thing that they're doing to us. And we really need to be able to get people to understand how unhealthy this is. And that's why I really was excited about the bill in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah. That is interesting because, you know, one of the things that they've told people, which, again, I didn't believe it, but, you know, it's like, well, we'll see what the measurements actually look like. As you're talking about that massive jump in radiation intensity that's there, they've always said, well, no, the 5G is going to be much, much lower power than anything that we've got out there. And that's why we have to have so many of these antennas, and it's going to be line of sight only, and it's going to be very low power. And yet, as I point out, in New York, people are waking up the next morning and seeing that overnight they put up these antennas right next to their window, right next to their where their child sleeps. And one of these instances, they called them up and said, there's a sticker on here that says not to be within, I think it was something like 9 feet or something of this. And they said, and you put this right next to the window where my baby's bed is. And so we'll send somebody out right away. They came out and they took the sticker off. They didn't move the thing. And so, you know, the evidently it's that may not be true based on what happened in Sweden, that it's actually is lower power. It sounds like it's much, much higher power than the 3
and the 4G. Well, to your point, like they do with the economy, I study the economy, and the Federal Reserve comes out with notes, and they go month to month instead of, like, when they talk about inflation, they go month to month instead of year to year. The true measurement would be year to year, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing with the 5G. Of course, if you take a 5G signal and you spread it out over a certain amount of miles, it's weaker than the 3 or 4G. But that's not what's really going on. That there's a Jedi mind trick going on there. That, like, as you alluded to, the towers are very close to each other. They have, so the signal in between the towers and the signal going to your home is way stronger than the 3 or the 4G, you know, mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. It really,
well, it's a much different frequency too.
And so I'm not going to lose my patience.
Yeah. It's a much different frequency. And so, you know, regardless of the intensity, the difference in frequency is going to have a different effect, and they haven't studied that. And then the other thing about the 5G, even when they were saying, well, it's less intense than the 3G and the 4G, but we're going to, and because of that, it's going to be line of sight, and we're going to then multiplex from any of these antennas that's line of sight. And so at one point in time, they're all going to be pointing at you. And then they point at some, yes, they all point at somebody else. And I thought, well, then what is that power when they're all pointing at me? So when they're all pointing at me, I'm going to get a spike. And what are these pulsed spikes going to do? What is the biological effect of that? None of this stuff, do they care anything at all about it? They don't care. They've got their own objective. They want 5G because it's going to be the substrate for their surveillance and control grid in the smart cities. And they don't really care what it does to the sheep, because that's the way they see us.
No, I get impatient when people, I hate sneaky liars. Anybody in my life knows, don't lie to me. That's it. I'm done with you after you lie to me, mm-hmm, you know, but, and they do this word alchemy. And the thing of it is, David, is that people are being injured by this. There's a lot of unknown health, you know, people are sick and they don't even know why. Yeah. And if we don't recognize this as a problem, then nobody will, they'll never get an answer to their sickness. There's no way to fix this. But one of the great things working with Vince and Rhonda is what we did was, Rhonda was actually our test experiment. This is a cumulative effect. Okay. And Rhonda took the steps necessary to cut down the amount of RF and EMF and everything in her life. And she started feeling better. Hmm. And this was, you know, this is, we're not, you know, we don't have a lab or anything, but right, she did a lot of things and she's feeling much better. And another crazy thing is the FCC has guidelines on all this stuff. You know, all the amount of radiation that we're allowed to be exposed to, we are far exceeding those guidelines and it's ignored.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. It's totally ignored and nobody says anything about it.
It's like the FDA, when they found these DNA fragments and they said, well, you know, according to your regulation, you only allow this much in terms of DNA, you know, fragments and junk stuff in the thing. And this is many times that. And so by law, they should have shut it down. You know, regardless of the effects, they just say, well, if we got this much contaminant in there, they're going to have a certain amount that they're going to allow. But if it gets up to this level, then we shut it down. And I said, well, it's above that level. And they said, we don't care. And so that's why, you know, the Surgeon General in Florida says, what are they doing? But when you talk about the fact that this is much, much higher than their levels that they have approved, we have much, much higher levels than other countries do. I mean, we're,
yes,
you know, 10, 20 times, 50 times more than most of the Western European countries are in terms of what the government says is allowable. And we don't even hold to those levels.
No, we're at, they say that we're here in the United States, it's 61.4 megahertz. All right. You go, I looked at other countries, Australia, other Western nations, even China's level. I'm not lionizing China in any way, shape, or form in their communist dictatorship there with Winnie the Pooh. But the levels are less than ours.
Are you talking about?
I don't understand. In America, in our country, I love the country, but like we're captured by these regulatory agencies. We have the worst food.
Yeah.
We have one of the best medical systems in the world, but we're the sickest people in the world. And all of these levels in the food, the water, the fluoride in the water, all these things, we're the worst in the world. Even Russia doesn't have these things. GMO food. We have GMO food that we eat. Everything has a bioengineered ingredient in it. You go to these other countries, they're banned. They know we don't want to feed this to our people because they're going to get sick. Okay. I understand. We are under attack. And we all know why.
Yeah. Just look at I think you meant Watts instead of Hurt.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Just to clarify that. No, it's okay. We all say things like that. But just to clarify that for the audience, when we look at, for instance, plastics that they're finding are ubiquitous in people's bodies now. Why is that? Well, you know, they give us bottled water. They give us all the soda pop is in bottles. That's plastic and everything. Everything is a plastic bottle now. We don't want to deal with glass bottles anymore, except in Mexico. You know, in Mexico, they'll give them real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup in their Coke, and they'll give them glass bottles instead of plastic bottles. So, yeah, we really are under attack, and they know the health effects of these things. Before we go on, let me just read a little bit of some of the listed things that are in here that are prohibited. This is an act prohibiting the intentional release of polluting emissions, including cloud seeding, weather modification, excessive electromagnetic radio frequency, microwave radiation, and making penalties for the violations of such prohibition. And they get even more specific, and they talk about stratospheric aerosol injection, the stuff to hide the sun, you know, block out the sun, solar radiation modification, other forms of geoengineering, anything that harms like that, that harms human health and safety. And so it is pretty comprehensive. And these are all things that in the past have all just been poo-pooed by people.
Again, the greatness of this bill is for us, we don't get a lot of bones in the truther community that you know, like a dog gets a bone.
Mm-hmm.
We have something that we can show other people, because you have to admit this, you have to be in the know. You have to do a lot of research to understand a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people don't have time to do that. They don't understand, and they chalk everything up as a conspiracy theory. Now we can show people, say, hey, friends, neighbors, look at this. This is affecting us. And a state government actually recognizes it. And like you said, it's extremely comprehensive. This might spark interest in that what people call the normals or the sheeple. I don't like using those pejorative terms, are our fellow citizens and our brothers in, you know, in Christ. You know, we're all a big family here, according to the mm-hmm. Christian theology we all follow, that we can share this information with them. And we can actually might be able to do something, because if enough of us make noise about this, they have to listen. I just worry that it's so criminal that we have corruptive chaos going on in the House and the Senate federally, that they'll put a stop to this, and they're not recognizing the sovereignty of the states. And the 10th Amendment being invoked in this bill more than once is extremely important, too, because the average citizen doesn't understand the power that they have as a citizen in a state and the power and the sovereignty a state is supposed to have according to the Constitution. These are important things for people to understand that they do not teach in school.
That's right. That's right. And you know, going back to the federal government and when they first started putting cell phones out, you had the 1996 Telecommunications Act, a decade after they had the 1986 Act giving them immunity for the vaccines. And it's essentially the same thing. Saying, we're going to put the cell phone network up, And you're not going to be able to take these things down with any health considerations. If you don't like the way it looks, we'll let you contest that, and maybe we'll build a box around it. You know, if we put up a cell phone antenna somewhere and you think it's an eyesore, you got a historical district or something, maybe we'll build something around it. But you're not going to take it down based on health issues. And then after they found in several different places that they'd had some cancer clusters because they'd put a cluster of these antennas at a school, some local jurisdictions did take them down. And so that's the key. You know, the federal government can come out with an act and a law or whatever and say, well, you can't do anything about this. We're going to put these things out there. But it really does come down to the local level. And if you got people committed at the local level saying, we're not going to allow you to do that to us, you can change that. They don't have any legal authority. It's the same type of stuff as we talk about all the time with medical marijuana. You know, they want to go in and tell you, you can't do this, or you must do this. And they have, if you've got people at the local level who say no and interpose themselves on that, that's where you can stop it. And I think the good thing about this, you're right, it is going to be pushed, and they will push back about this, if even if it gets through. But just having the bill there, even if it doesn't get through, and especially if it does get through, it moves the discussion. You know, it doesn't necessarily get us over the goal line, but it moves the discussion. And you get past the point where you talk about it and you just get eye rolls. And I've seen that happen with a lot of people that I know. I know Paul Joseph Watson, just, you know, don't talk about chemtrails. I don't want to hear any more about chemtrails. And he's like, well, you know, they're real, you know, but it's everywhere. You know, you get those kind of eye rolls when you talk about it. This type of thing helps to move it so that maybe you can have a little bit more of a discussion instead of people just immediately shutting down.
Exactly. Exactly. And they do that, you know, that Paul Joseph Watson talking about chemtrails, he needs to focus on other things. Like, we have a lot of bombastic, and this is one of my things that irritates me about the truther community. There's a lot of nonsense going on. We got people focusing on nonsense. The lizard people are going to come and implant your brain with unicorn eggs, and, you know, and zombies are going to come out of your ears, and they mix that in with what you and I try to do.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And then it marginalizes our message. Mm-hmm. And we need to, this is fantastic. EMF radiation and cloud seeding, bioengineered food, fluoride in our water, the AI takeover, all this stuff that's going is fantastic enough. We don't have to add the Alex Jones, David Icke-esque, mm-hmm. you know, clickbait to this. Right. And that's all that's for. These people are grifters. They're making money off of this, you know, talking about hatching some alien species in a cow's uterus. For Pete's sake, we're getting murdered over here.
Yeah.
Focus on what's actually hurting us. There's a man with a knife trying to cut your throat in front of you, and you want to look behind him and with conjecture about some fantasy thing. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to get...
No, it does. Fantasy. You know, if you make it sensational enough, what you do is you make the truth unbelievable. And I think a lot of times that is very deliberate. You know, it is, you know, it is a way of distracting people. It's one of the best ways to distract people is to throw in a lie. And, you know, I see this over and over again. Well, nobody died, you know, that type of thing. And that's always coming in. It's like, you realize who really introduced this stuff. This is really coming from CIA operatives saying nobody died. And, you know, and it is, and they throw this kind of stuff in all the time. Got people writing me, Ashley Babbitt didn't die and everything. Well, okay, well, there's a $30 million lawsuit from her husband about that. We'll see about that. But as I tell people, it's like the CIA doesn't care about killing people. They're not going to go to extra lengths to make sure that when they do a false flag that nobody dies. It's more effective to them if people do die. But they throw that in, and then, you know, that's been a very effective countermeasure for them, and that's the kind of things that they will do. Let's talk a little bit about some of the economics, because you also have Tiger and Snake, and I got to ask you, which one wins, Tiger or the Snake? Where did that come from?
The Tiger wins. The Snake, okay. The Snake is the, you know, I call the Snake, I got it from Tony. He says the head of the Snake, the snake-headed gypsy tin benders at the Federal Reserve. That's what they do. They're tin benders. That's an old-fashioned term, and it's very near and dear to my heart. But our country is in huge trouble. The consumer by themselves are $17 trillion in debt. Yeah. They're burning through their savings. Loan defaults across the board, skyrocketing. Okay, now I'm sure the listeners and you are familiar with the repo bond market program that they've had going on since, I believe it was 2016, maybe even before then. That, you know, we're talking, you know, what they do is there's a liquidity crisis, and they move these large amounts of money, the Federal Reserve, into these financial institutions to fake liquidity. Mm-hmm. So they're ending that. And to me, it's no coincidence that they're ending this. And now the war is picking up. They have, you know, the Federal Reserve loves the war. It signifies their existence in a huge way, where nation states don't have the money to fight these wars on their own. They need a war chest, and they borrow the money from the Federal Reserve. You know, so the Federal Reserve loans the money, reissues you the money in debt, and we're chasing this debt around. It's sickening. But I'm seeing the ending of that, and I don't think it's a coincidence that this repo bond market liquidity, you know, program is going on, and it's ending in March, and now they're ramping up the drums of war, because war is the health of the state, and especially the health of the Federal Reserve. Yeah. They love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That first came to my attention, the repo market, in the fall of 2019, before they pulled all this pandemic nonsense. And the reason it came to my attention was because of the massive amounts of money that were being put in. They started writing about it. And I looked at it, it's like, well, they just put this much into the repo market. That's like the entire GDP of Puerto Rico. And then another couple of weeks later, it's like that dump right there, that one dump is the size of the entire gross domestic product, annual domestic product of Switzerland, the 20th largest economy. And so I started looking at this, and Gerald Celente was talking about it at the time. And, you know, so they started really flooding this repo market before they put the pandemic out. What would you be your reading as to their motivation of doing something like that before, you know, the lockdown and economic chaos, to try to make sure that they kept it a little bit controlled?
Not only the control, but they had a problem on their hands. So central planners, they forget about the human action, and they're trying to manipulate a market. And that's the folly. That's what's in, it's in our favor, yeah. The folly of central planning. They can't think of every contingency. We were in the midst of a global slowdown before the pandemic. Okay. They had to start that repo program because there was a liquidity crisis going on with the banks. Cause you know, there's fractional reserve banking, mm-hmm. but there was a global slowdown. So they needed something to not only prop up the financial institutions, but also fake this global slowdown thing, make it so that we couldn't see that. Mm-hmm. Now we had the pandemic that picked the economy up worldwide for a little while. Okay. The economy went through the roof for a little while. Now we're back to global slowdown. If you look at China, China's having huge problems right now. Mm-hmm. Why is China having, it's very simple to me. I like to break this down in working man's English. Why is China having huge problems? Because their customers, who are us and the other Western nations, were fighting this inflation because they printed, I think during the pandemic, David, they printed so much money. This inflation genie was waiting to come out of the bottle. It came out of the bottle. There's nothing they can do about it. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And now they have to, now we have China. Okay. They're down because we're not buying things. The global slowdown is back and it's compounded by the inflation. So that to me, they have to keep this going. They will keep this going until the inflation is so high that, you know, we can barely live. Then they'll offer us the solution of CBDC. They like to change the species of what they call currency. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they'll offer us the CBDC. This is all to help usher in that CBDC, that model of control, financial control they want to place upon us. It is neo-feudalism. It is slavery of the highest order that we have coming. And I want to tell everyone listening, please. And I'm saying this because I love humanity. I love human beings. Please prepare yourselves for this. Don't take the easy credit that they're trying to give out right now.
Yes.
Don't burn through your savings. Please be careful. Become your own store. Buy medical supplies that you don't have to have a lot of money to do this at the Dollar General. You can be someone who has, you're the Band-Aid guy. You're the cotton ball, whatever, the peroxide guy, because I think it's going to get really bad in this country and people really need to prepare themselves for this.
Oh, I agree. And you know, we've seen the great taking where they talk about that and how they collapse the system. And Catherine Austin Fitz believes that as well. She, I pointed out yesterday, she said, look, these people look at the inflation. They look at this financial system is going to collapse and they're going to pull the rug out from under it. But they're moving into physical things. They're moving into land. They're moving into gold and silver. They want to push us into debt. They want to push us into, paper derivatives and ETFs and all this other kind of stuff, while they are moving into tangible physical things. And I think that's one of the key things to be aware of. And one of the key ways to to prepare. It's just good wisdom to try to get out of debt as much as possible, but to also make sure that you have the training and some of the essential things that you're going to need, as you point out, you know, whether it's Band-Aids or whether it's canned goods that are going to help you to survive and to help your neighbor as well.
Yeah, you'll be able to barter with these things, and you don't have to be rich to do it. And if you have savings, again, this is not financial advice. I always like to say that because you know, they sting you any way they can. Go to Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. Yeah. Put your money in commodities. And I'm not saying you become them morally, but you play the game like they play. You alluded to something. They won't fall because they're putting everything into commodities right now. Mm-hmm. They're really right now, they're tricky. There's an oil, what they call oil contango going on right now. I watched the prices in the market. Oil's staying low. Someone's buying oil futures. That brings the for more than what they're worth. This is bringing the price of oil down. We know that with the disruptions in the Middle East, and it's only going to get worse from the way it's looking. They want war with Iran, mm-hmm. right? We all know they're coming. They want that really bad. Oil's going to shoot up. So again, not financial advice, but look into commodities if you have that extra money. And mm-hmm. if you don't have that extra money, there are commodities you can get that you will be able to trade with your neighbor, because I really think it's going to get down to the nitty gritty where we're in a base survival situation.
Yeah. Yeah. If they get what they want, they do want war. They want war everywhere. And that may wind up into a literal world war. Well, it's always great talking to you, Franco, and thank you for the great work that you've done. And again, people can find you at theknightsofthestorm.com as well as the Tiger and Snake Report. And this is a very important issue here, this New Hampshire House bill. And it is, by the way, for people who didn't mention what it is, it's HB 1700. So if you look at that, you can read it for yourself. And it truly is amazing. They list everything out there, big penalties involved with that. So we'll be watching that to see what happens with it. Hopefully that will pass. But either way, the fact that this bill lays everything out there, it's important for us to be aware of what these people are doing and to look at the deleterious side effects of these technologies, many of which are designed to control us. You know, look at this geoengineering. Some of this is designed to bolster their climate change narrative when they're the ones who are changing the climate so they can then come around and take stuff from us. Right. You know, it's just these people are, you know, they really do plan this out really well. And it is a big conspiracy. It's not a theory, but it is a conspiracy. So thank you so much for joining us, Franco. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, David. One more thing I'd like to mention is freeworld.fm. You're on there.
Yeah.
I have Tiger Tales 8 p.m. Saturday nights. It's an uplifting radio show.
Oh,
but everybody check out freeworld.fm. Support Billy, support, you know, Tony Arterburn. All your everyone we love is on there. So check it out. That's it. Yes. You know, important to support us.
Tell us a little bit about Tiger Tales. So you said it's an uplifting thing. Is this like stories, personal stories and things like that?
Well, I pick out a couple quirky news articles. I try to lighten it up, right?
Yeah.
And I like to mix music, kind of like you. I mix a lot of different music. I play four or five songs, or I might do a live mixing where I scratch turntables and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But what I do is I talk about self-improvement. I talk about the ego and how we fight the ego, the good ego, the bad ego. I talk about things that will uplift people, things I work on. I'm not chastising or speaking from, I'm reminding myself and others. And main thing is remember love. Love is the key to fighting evil. Evil absolutely hates love. So it's a show more geared towards picking us all up, because looking at this stuff day in and day out, David, it does something to the psyche. It's like looking at a train wreck over and over again.
Oh,
and I want to give our viewers that break, that uplifting, and the tools that we all need to survive all of this mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. We got to have some good news, you know, the good news of the gospel, but even some good news in our own lives, because when we look into this stuff, it is very dark and it is an abyss. And you know, and I know that it gets us down looking at this stuff, and it gets people down listening to it as well. So we need to have a different perspective. We need to also look at the good things in this world and and think about those things, and to take a more eternal perspective as well on all of it as well. So thank you for the work that you do. I really do appreciate it. And as you point out at theknightsofthestorm.com, there's a lot of different programs that you and Jason have focused on to help people find different contributors. And everybody's out there working as hard as they can, trying to give you the truth as carefully as they can, and being careful not to try to taint it with a lot of contaminated garbage that is out there that destroys it.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for doing that, Franco. Appreciate that. We're going to be right back.
Thank you, David, and God bless one and all.
Thank you.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine, don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds, it's the David Knight Show.